今天晚上我们来学习神的节期的第三组，最后一组。
And tonight we're going to study the last piece.
最后一个 group.
The last group of piece.
那最后一组的第一个节期带头的一个节期就是吹角节。
And the feast that kick off this last group of feasts is the Feast of Trumpets.
好，我们请看利未记二十三章。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 23.
利未记二十三章二十三节。
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 23.
二十三、二十四，主对摩西说：“你晓谕以色列人说，七月初一日，你们要守为圣安息日，要吹角做纪念，当有盛会。”
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying, In the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a Sabbath rest, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation."
二十五节，什么劳碌的工都不可做，要将火祭献给主。
25, you shall do no customary work on it, and you shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord.
所以从这里我们知道，这个吹角节是只有一天。
And we know that they only observe the Feast of Trumpets for one day.
但是呢，这也是节期的安息日。
But this is also a Sabbath rest.
Of the feast.
Of the feast.
那因为他的要求跟一般的安息日一样是什么劳碌的工都不可做，要有盛会。
And the requirement is the same as the regular Sabbath, which is they shall have a holy convocation and they shall do no customary work.
这里说要吹角来当作纪念。
Here it says they shall blow trumpets as a memorial.
在纪念他们曾经走旷野这个旷野路的经验。
And so this is to remember the experience when they were wandering in the wilderness.
他们来纪念在旷野的路上神的恩典、神的能力。
They were to remember God's mercy and God's grace and God's power during that time.
他们要记得在旷野路上神对他们的教导、神对他们的管教。
They were also to remember the commandments and the teachings of God.
那在民数记的二十九章也记载着，在这个吹角节呢，他们要献欢祭，要献素祭，要献赎罪祭。
And in Numbers 29, it also said that during the Feast of Trumpets, they shall make a burnt offering, a sin offering,
还有 grain offering.
And grain offering.
所以虽然只有一天但是它是节期的安息日，它是一个重要的大日子。
And so even though they only observed this for one day, but it is an important day, it was to be treated as the Sabbath of the feast.
好，我们请看生命记十六章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 16.
生命记十六章十六节。
Deuteronomy 16, verse 16.
生命记十六章十六节。
Deuteronomy 16, verse 16.
你一切的男丁要在除酵节、七七节、祝盆节一年三次，在主你神所选择的地方，朝见他，切不可空手朝见。
There, three times a year, all your males shall appear before the Lord your God in the place which He chooses, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and the Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of Tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed.
这里规定以色列的男丁。他们一年要有三次的参加这他们一年要至少参加这三个节期。
And so here it was established that the Jewish male at least have to go worship three times during these feasts.
就是除酵节、七七节，还有祝盆节。
That is during the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of Tabernacles.
那这个祝盆节的开始是从这个吹角节来引出来的。
And so, the beginning of the Feast of Tabernacles, they started with the Feast of Trumpets.
他们都是在七月来举行。
And they did this during the seventh month.
所以 在吹角节之后，啊，接下来的就是这个赎罪日跟祝棚节。
And so after the Feast of Trumpet is the Day of Atonement and the Feast of Tabernacles.
那对这个，吹角吹号，啊，我们在新约圣经里头也不是一个陌生的字眼。
And blowing the trumpet is not an unfamiliar term for us.
那在新约圣经，我们当提到这个吹号，啊，我们就会想到的就是主耶稣的再来。
And when in the New Testament, when it mentioned the blowing of the trumpet, we would immediately think to the second coming of Christ.
哦，主耶稣再来，啊，是最大的日子。
And when he comes again, that is the greatest day.
哦，这也是神，啊，来介入人类的历的这个，啊，最后一次的介入人类的历史。
And that is also the last time where God will enter into the history of man.
好，那带给人类一个最大的一个 turning point， 最大的转折点。
And it will bring to mankind the greatest turning point.
好，就是神的国，哦，在时空里头神的国的实现。
And that is the appearance of the kingdom of God in time and space.
好，这个神的国对每一个显明来讲都是一个很重要的事情。
And for the chosen people, the kingdom of God is an important thing.
哦，所以我们对神的国很关心，啊，这个是必须的。
So we must care a lot about this kingdom of heaven.
哦，对神的国，我们应当去知道我们应该知道的。
And we should know about the kingdom of God.
我们请看约翰福音十八章。
Let's turn to John chapter 18.
约翰福音十八章三十六节。
John 18 verse 36.
三十六节，耶稣回答说：“我的国不属这世界。我的国若属这世界，我的臣仆必要征战，使我不至于被交给犹太人。只是我的国不属这世界。”
36. Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here.
哦，这里主耶稣对比拉多说，我的国不属于这个世界。
Here Jesus told Pilate that his kingdom is not from the world.
哦，这是第一个我们应当知道的，神的国不是属于这个世界。
So this is the first thing we need to know, that the kingdom of God is not of the world.
哦，所以如果我们关心神的国，那么我们不是只是在关心这个世界上的事。
So if we care about the kingdom of God, then we should not only care about the things of the world.
哦，所以我们要常常将我们的眼光从这个地上提升到天上，提升到属灵的层面。
So we must often look up from this worldly thing to the things of heaven or the things that are above, things that are spiritual.
哦，我们看重神的国，哦，我们才会看重属灵的事情。
If we put importance on the kingdom of God, then we would put importance on spiritual things.
好，我们请看《使徒行传》第一章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章第六节。
Acts chapter 1, verse 6.
啊，耶稣的门徒他们都很关心神的国。
And the apostles cares a lot about the kingdom of God.
好，所以当主耶稣复活之后，他们问主耶稣一个问题。
So after Jesus was resurrected, they asked him a question.
第六节，他们聚集的时候问耶稣说：“主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这个时候吗？”
Verse 6, therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?
因为他们门徒他们看见主耶稣复活了，向他们显现。
And the apostles saw that Jesus was resurrected and he appeared to them.
所以他们马上想到的就是神的国。
And when what they immediately came to their mind is the kingdom of God.
虽然他们当时的观念还没有非常的正确，但是他们是关心神的国的。
Even though they were not very clear about this matter, but we can see that they really care about the kingdom of God.
好，我们请再看马太福音第六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音六章第十节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 10.
这是主耶稣教我们的祷告文。
And this is the Lord's prayer.
第十节第一句话说：愿你的国降临。 愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Verse 10 says, Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
主耶稣教我们的祷告里头也是要我们要看重神的国。
And so in the prayer that Jesus taught us, he also tells us to put importance on the kingdom of God.
在人类的历史里头，这些神的百姓，他们不断的在期望着神的国的完成。
And through history, we can see that the chosen people of God always look forward to this fulfillment of the kingdom.
是的，神的国他一定会成就的，一定会完成的。
And we know that his kingdom will come.
而那个时刻也是人类历史最关键、最重要的时刻。
And that moment will be the most important and also the greatest turning point for mankind.
对神的百姓来讲，那也是一个最危险的时刻，最危急的时刻。
For God's people, that is also the most critical time.
我们请看启示录十一章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 11.
启示录十一章十五节。
Revelation 11 verse 15。
十五节，第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说：“世上的国成了，我主和主基督的国，他要做王，直到永永远远。”
Then the seven angels sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever."
这里讲到第七位天使。吹第七号的时候，神的国要完成了。
Here it says, when the seven angels sounded the seventh trumpet, then the kingdom of God will come.
这是历代以来神的百姓他们所等待的。
And that is something that was looked forward to by God's people for generations.
十六节、十七节。
Verses 16 and 17.
在神面前坐在自己位上的二十四位长老就面伏于地敬拜神，说：“昔在、今在。”的主神全能者啊，我们感谢你，因为你执掌大权做王了。
16 and the 24 elders who sat before God on their thrones fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, We give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was and who is to come, because you have taken your great power and reigned.
这24位长老他们就代表着所有的神的百姓啊，他们敬拜神，他们将感谢来归给神。
So the 24 elders were the representative of God's people, and so they worship God and praise God.
他们宣告因为神的百姓所等待的这个大日子已经来到了。
Because the great day that the people were looking forward to, were waiting for, is here.
但是那也是一个非常危急的时刻。
But that is also a very critical moment.
十八节，外邦发怒，你的愤怒也临到了，审判死人的时候也到了。你的仆人和众先知和众圣徒，凡敬畏你名的人，连大带小得赏赐的时候也到了。你败坏那些败坏世界之人的时候也到了。
Verse 18, the nations were angry, and your wrath has come, and the time of the dead, and they should.And the time of the dead, and they should be judged, and that you should reward your servants and the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great, and should destroy those who destroy the earth.
在很短的时间里头，几样伟大的事情要发生了。
So in this very short time, many great things will happen.
这第一个神要审判死人的时候到了。
And first, it mentioned the time for God to judge the dead has come.
那些罪没有得到赦免的人，那些死人，他们要复活，要接受审判。
Those whose sin hasn't been forgiven, the dead people, their sins now will be judged.
那这些神的百姓，他们也都要得到奖赏。
And God's people will receive their reward.
那最后，所有的一切就结束了。
And then everything will end.
那会败坏人的这个撒旦他的时候也到了。
And Satan who have corrupted the people, his time has also come.
所以很短暂，但是是非常重要、非常伟大的时刻。
So that moment is very short, but yet it is a very important moment.
我刚才有提到，这也是一个 非常危急的时刻。
And I also said that this is a critical moment.
哇，为什么呢？
Why is that?
我们请看启示录二十章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 20.
启示录二十章第七节。
Revelation chapter 20, verse
7.
Verse
7. 第七节，那一天完了，撒旦必从监牢里被释放。
Now when the thousand years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison.
为什么很危急啊？因为撒旦要被释放。
Why is it a critical moment for us? Because Satan will be released.
撒旦要从哪里被释放？
Where did he come from?
这里说撒旦要从监牢里被释放。
He said that Satan will be released from his prison.
哪里是撒旦的监牢？
So where is his prison?
就是二十章第三节所说的无底坑。
And that is the bottomless pit, which is recorded in verse 3.
那哪里是这个无底坑？
And where is the bottomless pit?
就是十八章的第一节、第二节所说的那个大巴比伦城。
And that is the Great Babylon, which was recorded in chapter 18, verses 1 and 2.
所以这是一个非常非常紧急的时刻。
And so this is a very critical moment.
我们再看到启示录二十章第八节。
Let's also read Revelation chapter 20, verse 8.
第八节，撒旦出来要迷惑地上四方的列国，就是哥哥马各，叫他们聚集征战，他们的人数多如海沙。
And will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, whose number is as the sand of the sea.
这个撒旦被释放，那他的最主要的工作就是第八节所说的迷惑四方的列国。
And so after Satan was released, his most important job is to go out to and deceive all the nations.
是所有的列国，是全面性的来被他迷惑。
And so he would deceive all the nations.
那些没有被拣选、没有跟随主耶稣基督的，都要被迷惑。
And so those who were not chosen, who did not follow Christ, will be deceived.
那这个撒旦迷惑四方的列国要发动战争。
And so Satan will deceive the nations, and that will provoke wars.
那非常的紧急，因为呢，这里说他们的人数多如海沙。
And this is very critical because it says here that their number is as the sand of the sea.
那他们征战的对象是谁？
Then who did they go into battle with?
第九节。
Verse 9.
他们上来遍满了全地，围住圣徒的营，以蒙爱的城，就有火从天降下，烧灭了他们。
They went up on the breath of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them.
他们征战的对象就是圣徒的营，就是蒙爱的城。
So they fight against the camp of the saints and the beloved city.
这个神的百姓就是在圣徒的营，就是在蒙爱的城。
And the God's people gathered in this camp of saints and this beloved city.
那这里说，那多如海沙的人，他们要围住圣徒的营，蒙爱的城。
And it says that those whose number is as the sand of the sea will surround the camp.
所以这是一个非常危急的时刻。
So this is a very dangerous and critical moment.
在这个危急的时刻，神就介入了。
And at this point, God will intervene.
就是最后一句话说，就有火从天上降下，烧灭了他们。
And this is the last sentence that says, "Fire and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them."
这是一个很短暂，但是非常危急的时刻。
So this is a very short but yet critical moment.
我们再参考启示录十九章的十九节。
And also read Revelation 19, verse 19.
十九节，我看见那兽和地上的君王，并他们的众军，都聚集要以骑白马的并他的精兵征战。
19 And I saw the beast, the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him who sat on the horse and against his army.
所以第七号吹响的时候是一个伟大的时刻，危急的时刻同时的来到。
And so when the seventh trumpet sounded, that is the moment that is both the greatest moment and also the most critical moment.
所以这个吹角节 对当时的人来讲只是一个纪念神的恩典神的能力
The Feast of Trumpet at that time of the Old Testament is just a remembrance of God's power and God's mercy
但是对我们来讲它其实是一个很重要的很重要的一个意表很重要的一个神救赎的计划
But to us, it is actually a very important prefiguration and very important reminder of God's plan of salvation.
所以我们都在等待着这一个末日的号筒的吹响
We all are waiting for the time when the trumpet shall sound.
那是显明跟罪人要分别出来的时刻
That is the time when the chosen ones will be separated from the sinners.
那在主耶稣传福音的时候他也有提到这样的一个时刻
When the Lord Jesus Christ was preaching, he also mentioned such time.
我们请看马太福音24章
Let's turn to Matthew 24.
马太福音二十四章二十九节。
Matthew 24 verse 29。
二十九节，那些日子的灾难一过去，日头就变黑了，月亮也不放光，众星要从天上坠落，天势都要震动。
Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken.
三十节，那时人子的兆头要显在天上，地上的万族都要哀哭，因为他们要看见人子有能力，大有荣耀，驾着天上的云降临。
Verse 30, then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the sons of man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory.
主耶稣的降临是要被大家所看见的。
So everyone will see the coming of Christ.
那这里说万族都要哀哭。
And it says that all the tribe of the earth will mourn.
所有的罪人他们都要哀哭了。
And that is to say, all the sinners will mourn.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
他要差遣使者，用号筒的大声，将他的显明从四方，从天这边到那边都召集了来。
31, and he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other.
这里又提到那最后的号筒的声音。
Here again it mentions that great sound of the last trumpet.
当吹这最后的号筒的时候，就是我们这些神的百姓得救的人要被聚集的时候。
When the great sound of a trumpet that is the time when all the chosen people will be gathered together.
所以在那个时候，我们不是哀哭的。
And at that time, we will not be weeping and mourning.
我们的盼望就要实现了。
Because our hope is going to be realized.
所以我们是很欢喜的。
And we should, at that time, we should be very joyous.
这一切都要在那短暂的时间里头来发生。
And all these things happen in that very short moment.
这个撒旦被捆绑是有一千年那么的长。
And Satan was bounded for a long time, for about 1,000 years.
那被释放那只是短暂的时刻。
And when he was released, he was only released for a short period of time.
这个得奖赏审判就马上要做决定，马上会做决定。
And there would be an immediate A moment of judgment and rewarding.
我们请看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章五十节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50.
五十节，弟兄们，我告诉你们，血肉之体不能够承受神的国，必朽坏的，不能够承受不朽坏的。
50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption.
最后的号筒的时候，神的国要完成了。
When the last trumpet sound, the kingdom of God will come.
好，我们都要来承受神的国。
And we all will inherit the kingdom of God.
好，但是不是用我们现在这个血肉的血肉之体。
But not with this flesh and blood.
五十一节。
51.
我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变。
51. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
好，重要的。的重点是要改变。
And the important things to note here is that we will be changed.
哦，有一些人他是不用经过肉体的死亡的。
Some people did not experience the physical death.
哦，但是无论如何，要承受等神的国，一定要改变。
But regardless, in order for us to inherit the kingdom of God, we must be changed.
哦，在什么时候改变呢
？When will we be changed?
五十二节。
52.
就在一霎时眨眼之间号筒末次吹响的时候因为号筒要响死人要复活成为不朽坏的我们也要改变
52. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trumpet for the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised incorruptible and we shall be changed、
啊、这就是神救赎的计划
This is God's plan of salvation
我们都必须要改变
All of us will be changed.
哦，因为我们要承受神的国。
Because we all will inherit His kingdom.
哦，在什么时候改变呢
？When will we change?
哦，就是在号筒末次吹响的时候。
And we change at that moment when the last trumpet sound.
啊，五十三节。
53.
这必朽坏的总要成为不朽坏的，这必死的总要成为不死的。
For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality.
哦，再一次的强调，我们要改变成为不朽坏的。
And once more, it emphasized that we will be changed into incorruptible.
啊，五十四节。
54.
这必朽坏的既变成不朽坏的，这必死的既变成不死的，那时候经上所记死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。
So when this corruptible has put on incorruption and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, that is swallowed up in victory.
哦，在这里再一次的强调，我们都要改，都必须改变。
Here it once again said that we all will be changed.
哦，为什么改变是那么的重要
？Why is it important for us to change?
啊，这里说死要被得胜所吞灭的话要应验了。
Because it says here, it is to brought to pass the saying that death is swallowed up in victory.
哦，这个很重要，死要被得胜吞灭。
This word is very important. That is swallowed up in victory.
哦，这个死如何被得胜来吞灭呢
？How did this happen? How was that swallowed up by victory?
好，我们等一下再讲，我们再参考一下提摩啊，帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
We'll talk about that later. Let us first turn to 1 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章
First Thessalonians chapter 4
16节
Verse 16
16节因为主必亲自从天降临有父教的声音和天使长的声音又有神的号吹响在那基督里死了的人必先复活
16 For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout with the voice of an archangel and with the trumpet of God and the dead in Christ will rise first
为什么在新约里头，我们对这个神的号筒是不陌生的。
Why is it that we are very familiar with this term, the trumpet of God?
哦，因为这个跟主耶稣的再来有关系。
Because it is related to the coming of Christ.
哦，因为这跟我们的改变有关系。
Because it's related to our transformation.
哦，因为这个跟神的国的完成有关系。
Because it's related to the fulfillment of the kingdom of God.
哦，所以在十六节下半句话又说到神的号吹响，在那里啊，在基督里死了的人必先复活。
And therefore, verse 16 here said that when the trumpet of God sounded, the dead in Christ will rise.
哦，这就是在主里头死了的人是有福气的。
And so those who dead in Christ are blessed.
哦，他们在主耶稣再来的时候，末次号筒吹响的时候，他们不但要复活，而且要改变。
Because when Christ come again, when the trumpet sound, not only would they be resurrected, they also will change.
啊，十七节。
Verse 17.
以后我们这活着还存留的人，也必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。
17, then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord.
这一切的发生都是在一刹那之间。
Everything here will happen in just a moment.
如果在主耶稣再来的时候，我们还活着，我们就不经过肉体的死，我们就要改变。
If when Jesus came again and we're still alive, then we will not go through physical death, but we shall be changed.
我们要跟那些古圣徒要一起来承受神的国。
We will inherit the kingdom of God together with the saints.
那刚才我们有提到，为什么这个改变是这么的重要？
And we mentioned before why this transformation is important.
因为改变是一个得胜，得胜将死吞灭。
Because this transformation represents victory, because victory swallowed up death.
是谁带给我们得胜？
And who brought to us this victory?
主耶稣带给我们得胜。
It was the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的主耶稣基督是得胜的基督。
Our Lord Jesus is the Lord of victory.
他的得胜将死吞灭。
And his victory was swallowed up death.
我们请再看回启示录二十章。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 20.
这个死是如何的被吞灭的？
So how was this death being swallowed up?
在第九节，我们刚才有提到说，在那最危急的时刻，就有火从天降下，烧灭了他们。
Verse 9, we just read that a fire came down from heaven and devoured them at that critical moment.
那就结束了。
And everything ended.
那在这结束里头的细节是什么？
And so what are the details at this end time?
就是在11节到15节。
And it was described in verses 11 to 15.
在这结束的时候，很重要的就是审判。
And when everything ends, what's important is the judgment.
十一节。
Verse 11.
我又看见一个白色的大宝座，已坐在上面的，从他面前天地都逃避，再无可见之处了。
11. Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them.
对很多人来讲，这个最后的审判，这个是极其的可怕的。
And to a lot of people, this time of the last judgment is very frightening.
所以这里说天地都逃避了。
It says that the heaven and earth fled away.
十二节。
Verse 12.
我要看见，所以这个白色的大宝座就是审判的宝座。
And so this great white throne is the throne of judgment.
十二节，我要看见死了的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前，案卷展开了，并且另有一卷展开，就是生命册。死了的人都凭着这些案件所记载着，照他们的行为受审判。
And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books.
十二节说这些死了的人都来站在这个审判的台前。
And verse 12 said the dead.All of them will stand before God.
这些在亚当里头的人，这些罪没有得到赦免的人，他们都来站在审判的台前。
These are the people from Adam, whose sin hasn't been cleansed, and all these people will stand before God.
在亚当里头的人，不是在主耶稣里头的人，都是死了的人。
And those that are in Adam and not in Christ are the dead.
在这个世界上，无论他们是有地位的、没有地位的，无论是大是小，都来站在审判台前。
And whether they have a great position in this world or not, whether they are small or great, all of them shall stand before God.
再来，我们看到有两种案件。
And next, we see that there were two books.
一个叫做生命册。
One is the book of life.
另外一个就是记载着他们所行的行为。
And the other one.Recorded their work.
那一些死了，那一些所谓的死人，他们要照着所行的来受审判。
And it says here that the dead shall be judged according to their work.
神的审判是绝对的公义的。
And God's judgment is an absolute. It's absolute.
公义哈、
righteous just
啊，那所以都是有根据的。
And so there was there were basis for his judgment.
哦，十三节。
Verse 13.
于是海交出其中的死人。
The sea gave up the dead who were in it.
这个世界好像海一样，这个世界交出其中的死人。
So this sea is just like the world, and so the sea gave up the dead.
哦，当主耶稣再来的时候，那些活肉体活着的人，有一些是神的百姓，有一些不是神的百姓。
So when Jesus came again, when Jesus comes again, there were people in this world, and there are some that are still sinners, and some that belongs to God.
哦，所以这个海交出其中的死人。
And so the sea,
那些在亚当里头的人。
So the sea will give up the dead, those who are in Adam.
哦、死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人。
And death and Hades delivered up the dead as well.、
哦、那些已经在亚当里头的人，肉体已经死了的，他们是属于死亡跟阴间。
And so, so there are the people who are already dead, who belongs to Adam, and so they will be in the dead and the Hades.、
哦、那他们也要被交出来。
And they will also be delivered.
他们都要按照个人所行的受审判。
And they will also be judged according to their work.
十四节，死亡和阴间都被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。
14, then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death.
这里讲到死亡跟阴间都要被扔在火湖里头。
Here it mentioned that both death and Hades.Will be cast into the lake of fire.
哦，这个死亡的这一个势力啊，跟阴间的势力都要被扔在火湖里头。
And so the power of death and Hades, they were all will be cast into the lake of fire.
哦，这个死亡的势力从哪里来的
？So where did the power of death come from?
哦，从罪来的。
It's come from sin.
哦，那这个主耶稣。他已经胜过了罪，胜过了死亡。
The Lord Jesus Christ has overcome death and overcome sin.
哦，所以得胜吞灭了死亡。
And therefore, victory swallowed up death.
啊，十五节。
Verse 15.
若有人名字没有在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。
15. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
哦，为什么我说最后那个时刻其实是一刹那，很快的？
And why did I say that this last moment will only be very short?
哦，因为所有的一切都记载在册子上。
Because everything was recorded in the book.
哦，那我们这些所谓神的百姓，到时候只要看名字还有没有在生命册上，那就决定了。
And for us who are the people of God, all we need to do is whether.We need to see is whether or not our name is in the book of life, and that will determine.
你说快不快
？Isn't that fast?
好、哦，名字在生命册上的，就是承受神的国；名字没有在生命册上的，就是硫磺的火湖。
For those whose name were written in the book of life, then they shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. And those name who's not in the book of life, they shall be cast into the lake of fire.
好、哦，我们请看启示录第三章。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 3.
启示录三章第五节。
Revelation chapter 3, verse 5.
第五节，凡得胜的必这样穿白衣，我也不从生命册上涂抹他的名，且要在我父面前和父的众使者面前认他的名。
Verse 5, he who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot up his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels.
哦、这个第五节告诉我们一件很重要的事情。
And verse 5 here tells us an important thing.、
哦、名字在生命册上，但是也可能被涂抹。
We could have our name written on the book of life, but it could be blotted out.
什么情况名字会被涂抹
？And under what circumstances will our name be blotted out?、
哦、我们看第三章启示录三章、啊、第一节。
And let's read Revelation chapter 3 verse 1.
第一节，你要写信给撒提教会的使者说，那有神七灵和七星的说，我知道你的行为，暗明你是活的，其实是死的。
And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things says he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works, that you have a name, but you are alive, but you are dead.
第二节，你要警醒，坚固那剩下将要衰微的，因为我见你的行为在神面前没有一样是完全的。
First two, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before God.
这个第一节说有人按名是活的，其实是死的。
And verse 3 said that there are people who have name and are alive, but they are actually dead.
是是教会的信徒，是神的百姓啊，但是神。主耶稣说他是死的。
They are member of the church. They are the people of God, but yet, the Lord Jesus Christ, described them as being dead.
那为什么主耶稣这么说
？Why did Jesus said that？
在第三节说，因为你的行为在我面前没有一样是完全的。
And it says here that, because I have not found your work perfect.
那行为没有一样是完全的，他的名字。就会被从生命册上涂抹。
And so, if one's work is not perfect before God, then his name will be blotted out of the book of life.
所以那个末世号筒吹响的时候。
And so, when the last trumpet sound.
应该改变的时候。
That is the time when we shall be changed.
有些人可能不会改变。
But yet, there are some people who will not change.
因为他的名字已经没有在生命册。没有在生命册上。
Because their name is no longer in the book of life.
那我们承受了神的国。
And so we inherit the kingdom of God.
这个死亡已经被得胜吞灭了。
And that is swallowed up by victory.
所以不用忧虑说，我将来在神的国，在天国，我还会不会犯罪？
And we should not worry whether or not we will sin in the heavenly kingdom.
在那个时候不会再犯罪了。
Because at that time we will no longer sin.
那是真正的完全的永恒。
That is the true eternity.
所以这个吹角节对我们来讲是一个很重要的意表就是告诉我们主耶稣那个主耶稣跟我们的那个最大的日子。
And so the Feast of Trumpets is important because it tells us that greatest day.
我们最后看《使徒行传》第一章。
And lastly, please turn to the book of Acts, chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章第七节。
Acts chapter 1, verse 7.
门徒问主耶稣说：“复兴以色列国在这个时候吗？”
And so the disciple asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?
主耶稣怎么回答？
And how did he answer them?
第七节，耶稣对他们说，父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期，不是你们可以知道的。
And he said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority.
第八节，但圣灵降在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
Verse 8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
是的，我们应该关心神国。
And we should care about the kingdom of God.
是的，我们应该热切的期望神国的这个完成。
We should look forward to the coming of the kingdom of God.
但是主耶稣要我们更要我们去做的，就是去宣传神国的福音。
But moreover, what the Lord Jesus Christ wants us to do is to go around and preach about the kingdom of heaven.
让更多的人在那最大的日子里头是可以改变的。
So that more people shall be changed in that greatest day.
我们一起唱诗84首。
Let us all sing hymn 84.